It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's been said that we will all have a guardian angel, that we all have one. When it comes to getting a business off the ground, people go in search of angels or venture capitalists to help make their dreams a reality. People in search of financial backing for their prospective businesses may want to attend the Three Rivers Venture Fair. Here to tell us about the importance of this fair is our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, director of the Women's Center for Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca Harris, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
So I hear tomorrow is the kickoff of the Three Rivers Venture Fair right here in Pittsburgh. Why is this such a big deal?
This is really an important event here in our business ecosystem. The event was launched about a decade ago, and the Three Rivers Venture Fair now has rapidly risen in size. It's widely regarded as one of really this nation's foremost showcases in technology, innovation, and investment opportunities. The executive director is Kelly Shako. She's the president of the Pittsburgh Venture Capital Association. They have like 200 members, and this fair is held every 18 months. It brings in an A-list audience of 600 high-profile investors and entrepreneurs and business leaders. And then the people who are the entrepreneurs are really doing breakthrough inventions. It's just amazing. And you see them, and they're all profiled throughout these huge halls. And then people are making investments in life sciences, energy, manufacturing. So, and what's really important to note is the companies that have been featured at the fair have raised over $400 million in investment capital, which means then that's economic churn. They're hiring. They're doing great things with it. So this is really an important event.
So let's talk specifically about how money is put into the hands of these creative companies with great ideas who are showcasing their products and services at this fair.
Okay. So first, I want to tell you some of the names of these companies. Listen to this, Paul. You're going to hear from Spearfish, Graphene Frontiers, Seven Signal Solutions, Decision Desk, and a bunch more. I mean, when you just hear the names of these companies, don't you want to invest in them because they just sound so cool?
I like Spearfish.
I know. But who knows what that is? I don't know. I'm going to find out.
It's a town in South Dakota.
I don't know. I think it's more than that. So there's two primary players in this market, really. There are angel investors and venture capital firms. And certainly, there are other means of raising capital, such as crowdfunding, which we've talked about, and we've talked about traditional loans. But the big players in this arena are angel investors and venture capital firms, and they are the ones who are going to be represented at the fair tomorrow and on Thursday.
And you hear the term angel investors. How far does this go back?
Well, it's really interesting because as I did the research, you're going to like this, Paul, being the theater buff that you are. The term angel investor originally comes from Broadway when it was used to describe people who provided financing for theatrical productions. So that was the original use of the term. Now, though, let's go back a little bit. Prior to the 1990s, entrepreneurs seeking angel investors had to find that investor one at a time. There was no real allegiance of these investors. And it wasn't until a group launched called Band of Angels in Silicon Valley where we had some sort of coalescence. Since the 1990s, now there are more than 400 angel groups that have formed to step into this capital void. And they provide a lot of benefits to the entrepreneur. What they do is they bring together diverse talent. They can have skills that can be leveraged to help the entrepreneur. And by participating in this organized group, angels do a more professional job of identifying and funding the most attractive companies. And certainly angel investments are pretty high risk, and angel investors are looking for a great team, and they want returns of close to 10 times their initial investment. So, I mean,
the angels do.
Oh, yeah.
Ten times.
If they could get it, yes. Now, sometimes they get nothing times their original investment, but that's part of the whole deal. I mean, that's really what you see when you're looking at an angel investment. So you can have the potential for some real high returns or nothing.
So are there angels flying around Pittsburgh? What are some examples of local angel firms?
Yeah, there are. Some of the local firms here include the woman-led Blue Tree Allied Angel, which is a network of private equity investors who meet monthly, and they've been around since 2004. They're interesting. They've invested about $22 million in 37 regional companies, and they're primarily early investors, and they invest primarily Series A or seed rounds. And they invest after a company has maybe received money or advice from incubators like Innovation Works, who you talked to, Life Sciences Greenhouse, or Idea Foundry. Other groups include the Pennsylvania Angel Network, Eagle Ventures, and Golden Seeds, which is a very interesting company, which recently set up a branch at the Pittsburgh Life Sciences Greenhouse Southside facility. They're an international angel network, and they provide capital to women entrepreneurs. So we love to hear that.
Absolutely. And now let's talk about venture capital investors. And, you know, angel investors, they want 10 times what they invest. So what do the venture capital investors
you know,
want?
I'm sure that they want that same return too. And of course, that's just an average. I mean, and I think each individual deal has its own parameters. But when you're looking at angel money, or now let's talk about venture capital money, there are a lot higher risks being taken, but you're also looking at a lot higher returns as well. So the money provided by investors to startup firms with perceived long-term real growth potential is the type of money we look at when we talk about venture capital. Venture capital also includes managerial and technical expertise. Most of venture capital comes from wealthy investors, investment banks, financial institutions. They pool their funds and they provide these funds to companies who might not be able to raise money by issuing debt. Now, usually what has to happen is the entrepreneurs have to give up probably some portion of the equity of their company to these venture capitalists who come in. And the venture capitalists are an interesting group. A lot of them are scientists, engineers, doctors, entrepreneurs. So they've had a lot of experience in companies, and then they are coming in as investors. And they're not just providing money. They are providing real expertise. And venture capital firms look at investing in things like a new piece of software, a life-saving cancer drug, a new model for consumer sales, really new and growing and very cutting edge types of products and services. And that's what's so unique about the venture capital firms.
So how about some examples of local venture capital firms right here in Pittsburgh?
Right. And we're so lucky because as you scratch the surface here in Pittsburgh, we have such a wealth of amazing companies and firms that support entrepreneurs. Some of the top VC firms in Pittsburgh include Adams Capital Management, Birchmere Ventures, Draper Triangle Ventures. Draper Triangle Ventures is really interesting. They're an early stage technology venture capital firm based in Pittsburgh. They have $165 million under management. And they're very active in the Pittsburgh region with over $80 million invested in 26 Western PA-based companies. So they're putting dollars here into Pittsburgh and our companies. And I think that's really exciting.
How does an entrepreneur negotiate? For example, if a venture capital investor comes in and they say, you know, I'll invest so much money, but and maybe I won't take so much of a return, but I want a piece of this. And what if the entrepreneur just doesn't really want to part with that?
Well, I think that there's definitely several options that are available. At that point, maybe it's not a good fit. I mean, I think that you have to look at it and say, either I'm going to get the money on their terms or I'm going to look somewhere else. I think when you look at these types of deals, they really have to be a good deal for both sides. And we're talking about a significant amount of money and time and investment of resources and people being put in to these potential companies. And a lot of due diligence goes in to checking out the potential investee before the investors make any type of move at all. And I think that's important to note because there are venture capital firms that come in at early stage. Some come in at a later stage or a growth stage when there's less risk as well. So if you're coming in at an earlier stage, you're probably assuming a lot more risk. If you're coming in at a stage where a company is already making money, they're producing products, there's less risk. So you as a venture capital might not be able to actually take as much of the company. And I think that goes without saying. So, and when you look at venture capital firms, you're really looking at information technology, investment in life sciences, clean technology. The venture capital industry has really driven U.S. job creation and economic growth by helping entrepreneurs really innovate ideas, scientific advances in products and services that have really progressed our economy forward. So this is a big event coming up tomorrow.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and I know I learned a lot today. Rebecca Harris is the director of the Women's Center for Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, and she joins us every Tuesday to look at business in the Pittsburgh region and beyond. Rebecca Harris, thanks as always for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Nice to be here.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, our guest is Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch. He'll talk about his Best of the Batch Foundation and his work in the community, as well as playing quarterback for the Steelers. Also, Ira Glass, the host of This American Life, will be with us. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.